Today is Monday, April 20th. I'm Megan Lynch. There are still a lot of unanswered questions about a mass shooting in Centralia, Illinois last night. The shooting happened around 5 p.m. near the 900 block of East Kell Street in Centralia. That's according to local Centralia outlet WFCN News. Multiple law enforcement agencies responded to the scene. Multiple victims were hospitalized. The total number of victims has not been released. Police have still not talked about anything leading up to the shooting. KMOX will report any updates as they're made available. A triple shooting at a food truck in Ferguson leaves one person dead. It happened before 6:30 Sunday evening in the 10,900 block of New Halls Ferry Road. Ferguson police responded to the call and found three victims suffering from apparent gunshot wounds. The adult male victim died at the hospital. Two adult female victims transported to an area hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. An early investigation indicates a suspect in a vehicle fled after opening fire into a crowd near a food truck in the parking lot. No suspects in custody at this time.
I cannot hear you when you're screaming. I want to hear what I see you and I hear you.
Protesters interrupted Mayor Kara Spencer's first State of the City address Friday night.
The start of Spencer's speech was delayed by more than 20 minutes. St. Louis police and state marshals arrested five people who face peace disturbance, resisting arrest, and interfering with police charges. Spokesman Mitch McCoy released a statement saying, in part, our officers and marshals were faced with a difficult and evolving situation inside a confined space. Their focus remained on restoring order and keeping everyone safe, respecting First Amendment rights while maintaining public safety is a balance we are committed to upholding in every situation. Eventually, Mayor Spencer delivered her State of the City speech.
When I took the oath of office just a year ago, I promised a government focused on the basics, core city services, public safety, and growth. I promised that we would start proving pothole by pothole, brick by brick, that this government, this city government, can set standards and we can meet them. We can meet them. Thank you. That change has started. Our city is on the path to a turnaround, and we are not nearly as far away as some people might think.
Maria Kina, KMOX News.
The Missouri House has passed a $50.4 billion operational budget that includes a reallocation of $1 billion in support of colleges and universities. However, schools like Harris Stowe State University concerned reallocation is based on student enrollment. Last Tuesday, the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee proposed a budget that maintains funding at last year's level. Harris Stowe's president, Dr. LaTanya Collins-Smith, tells KMOX this has a direct effect on student recruitment.
If a prospective student sees, you know, they would probably be reluctant to come to Harris Stowe because they don't know if the future of the institution is sustainable.
The budget process is ongoing. The Senate must pass its version of the budget before it returns to the Missouri House. History made Sunday night with the first nonstop British Airways flight to the UK. Lambert International Airport Director Rhonda Homnerbrugge spoke with KMOX following a press conference.
I don't think people realize it's the first time in over 20 years that we have nonstop service back to London. And this is on British Airways to London Heathrow, obviously one of the most noted airlines and most notable airports in the world. So I think it shows the strength of our region.
Local leaders on the flight, part of a trade mission to England. Neil Chernoff is British Airways' chief planning officer.
There's people from the airport and some of the local community members who are traveling, and they're going to spend the week in London. They're going to meet with ourselves. They're going to meet with local businesses. The U.S. Embassy is hosting an event for them on Wednesday evening. And so for them, it's just part of trying to, you know, to promote St. Louis and meet with people in the UK to promote the flight.
That inaugural flight landed in London this morning about 3:40 a.m. From the business desk, six area St. Louisans facing charges in an $8.3 million pandemic fraud case. In a release from the Justice Department, one of the suspects, 64-year-old Raymond Porter Jr., facing 28 felonies. Porter and two others have been taken into custody. The indictment accuses the conspirators of submitting at least 40 fraudulent applications between March of 2020 and December of 2024 for Paycheck Protection Program loans and economic injury disaster loans.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.